same old, as we say in England.
Yeah, yeah. At the minute, it's the way it is for us. However, whatever we do at the minute, it looks very hard for us to get a win. We really try our best. We have some good play. We have chances, but there is some spells like that. You just have to be stronger than that and keep going. It will come.
The manager said that at halftime that it was the angriest he'd been, certainly at home this season. Just try to paint some pictures for us as to what he's like when he gets angry in the dressing room at halftime.
Well, you just wish you're not too close to him at that moment. But it was very right to do it, very angry, because we had to be angry at ourselves as well, because it was not good enough. And second half, we produced more and we were better second half. So it had a very good impact what he did at halftime, being angry at us.
Mm. Well, when you say about the players have to be angry as well, I'm not expecting you to name names or point fingers, but do players have a go at each other in the dressing room and say, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, I want to see you doing this?
Yeah, of course, we talk to each other this time.
Was it talking or shouting?
Yeah, no, talking. I think the gaffer did the shouting for us, and I think it was more today about everybody look at ourselves first and before then pointing fingers at anyone else, because I think first half was not good enough from everyone. It was not bad, but it's like we were like lacking a bit of enthusiasm.
But maybe. Perhaps the poorest at home this season in the
first half. Yeah, I think the pitch didn't help us. Was very bubbling, bumpy.
Same for them as well.
But the way we try to play, quick passes, short passes, it doesn't help us. So we were taking too much time to make sure that we were doing passing a good ball, but we. Was too slow first half.
Do you think maybe then, especially when you get teams coming and setting up with a bank of four and then a two and then a three, maybe at home, especially at this time of year, with, as you say, the pitch is getting bubbly, you're going to have to be a bit more direct, because it was a fairly direct route.
They
brought their goal and they brought your goal as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we did. Not playing as much from the back as usual, because you have to play with the condition and... with hands being such a threat in the air, created a lot of chances as well. So you have to adapt. That's the good thing with this squad. We can play different styles, so that's good.
Did you think it was going to be one of those days? Everything we hit today went wide, or the goalkeeper made the save. It's happening all the time. We need a little bit of luck in front of goal.
I think this is it. I think this is. Everywhere I've been, there is always during the season a bit of a spell where you think, it doesn't come for us, but at least we just keep trying, because we're not discouraged by it at all. It's just frustrating. This is the word, frustrating at the minute, but there is so many games left, and there will be some point where we're going to just shoot and score. And it will look easy. Tonight and for a few games, it looks like we have to do wonders to score a goal.
Yeah, it's frustrating for the crowd, and at half time, the boos of the crowd. I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah, of course. This is you have to give your best. You have to put some intent in your passes, in your bit of rhythm to get the crowd with you as well, because otherwise it's frustrating for them. And I think that's why second half was much better, even if at the end it's still a draw. But I think there was a bit more of a spirit, of a desire.
How are you feeling physically? Quick turnaround game on Monday.
Well, I feel fresh.
Yeah. Feel you want to play every game.
It's I always say being tired is a state of mind.
So you're ready to go again on Monday, and so are the players.
Yeah, we just want to end that kind of a spell.
Well, apparently you're going for a swim tomorrow.
Yep.
The good news is it's in the pool, not in the sea.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a hot pool.
No, he hasn't said whether it's an indoor heated pool or not. It might be an outdoor pool.
All right. It's good for the recovery, a bit of ice, yeah.
You say that now.
Yeah.
And then you go down to Northampton. Playing on New Year's Eve, we love the festive football. I know in your native France, you have a winter break and everything. The Boxing Day football is a great tradition here. Normally we have New Year's Day football as well. Did it seem strange playing on New Year's Eve? Because I can't remember all the years I've been watching football, going to a game on New Year's Eve.
That was... I think when I first arrived here, there was a shock to play like Boxing Day and New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. But I think it's a great opportunity to have a big game, big crowd, and being part of the show and do the show rather than watch the show. So I quite enjoy that period, even if it's a bit of a sacrifice for the family. But we'll have plenty of time later.
Mm. Well, I know somebody who was a footballer many, many years ago. He always used to celebrate Christmas with some friends of his. The husband was in the Navy, so he was often away anyway. They actually had Christmas in the summer, so it was almost like being in Australia for Christmas, because they would actually have a barbecue for Christmas in the summer, because you know they had plenty of time off then, and they could really let their hair down.
Yeah.
But everybody has to make sacrifices in life. But you're okay for Monday. Do you think there will be many, many changes? He made three today, and there'll be one or two players, one or two aches and pains that will come about tomorrow morning.
Everybody looked all right after the manager choice, what he wants to do, if he wants to rotate. There is a big squad of quality, so we'll see. We'll see what he does.
It's only a few weeks since you played Northampton. You got the 1-0 win. Hansen got the goal. It was a very emotional night, wasn't it? Because everybody was talking about Bobby Campbell, who sadly had died a few years beforehand. What have you made of Northampton?
Oh, they have some threat from crosses with Revel or Richards coming up front. So it's a physical team. We really focus on ourselves more than the opponent, but we know their players. We, as you said, we played them a few weeks ago, so we know what to expect in terms of challenge.
And with having drawn three successive home games, does it put a bit more pressure on you or make you a bit more anxious going away from home to try to get a win or not?
Not really anxious. If we were, not talking about the first half, but if we were bad and just getting draws, but we still, last game, this second half, we still produce. So it's not anxious, it's just hopefully we won't be too impatient, but just have to keep going and believing in ourselves, because with the quality we have, it should come. Just about determination now and just being brave and carry on.
And when it comes to scoring goals, we've yet to see you score, and Nat Knight-Percival as well in that situation. Is it a responsibility for the whole team even more when the striker
Yeah, of course, when there is a corner or if I go up for a cross or something, and I will just put my head anywhere to try to score, because it's a team effort, as it is a team effort to defend properly. So it's not just the attacking players. I think everybody should contribute.
Well, hopefully we'll start 2017 in a better way than we finished 2016. Have a good evening tonight.
Yeah, still all right. We're still in playoff position.
Well,
aren't we?
Absolutely. It should be all doom and gloom, because if we'd said in August you're going to be in the top six come New Year's Eve, you'd have been happy with that. But
we have to look at the bigger picture. Yeah. Still plenty
Presumably
of good things
to come.
For you
and the rest of the players, though, tonight it's an early night mug of cocoa and an improving book.
Just have a glass of champagne tonight. And
Just one.
It's good for recovery. Yeah. It's grape after all, eh?
The thing is, though, what you've got to learn now, being in England, is that the big drink is Prosecco. So, champagne, it's so 1990s.
Is it?
Well, not in the Vanslo.
Not in the Vanslo house.
he's got some coming as well. Well, look, enjoy a glass of champagne tonight. Yeah, hopefully we're all celebrating on Monday as well. Roman Vanslo with us live on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. There's more of the covers.